Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Del Rice. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The left fielder, Tony Curry. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pancho Herrera. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Walters. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Kopp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Robin Roberts. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a fly ball into center field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Curry. Will reaches second base with a double. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Will scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bauschi moves to third. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a pop-up towards first. Herrera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops it up and throws to first, with Anderson covering, for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Pancho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters strikes out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn hits a fly ball into center field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Will hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bauschi hits a pop-up towards short. Cobb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a line drive into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roberts moves to second. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry is 0 for 1 in the game. Curry hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Roberts scores. Taylor moves to third. It's Cubs, 1, Phillies, 1. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Walters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Parncho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 0 for 1 in the game. Herrera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 1 in the game. Walters hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Neiman hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kopp hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ashburn. The throw from Neiman and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Will hits a ball on the ground towards first. Herrera scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Will for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Herrera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor strikes out. One out. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Curry bunts towards the mound. Anderson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 2 in the game. Callison takes first base on ball 4. Curry moves to second. Pancho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 0 for 2 in the game. Herrera hits a line drive into left field. Morin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Morin. Curry scores. Callison moves to third. It's 2-1, Phillies. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 2 in the game. Walters hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walters. Morin reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Curry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman pinch hits for Dale Rice. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Curry. Altman reaches second base with a double. Morin scores. It's Cubs, 2, Phillies, 2. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Niemann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Earl Averill now catching. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. Niemann hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kopp is called out on strikes. Two outs. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Callison, who is chasing the ball. Ashburn reaches third base with a triple. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Will hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Walters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ashburn scores. One out. It's 3-2, Cubs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bauschi hits a line drive into left field. Curry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Callison, who is chasing the ball. Banks reaches third base with a triple. Turk Farrell now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Morin strikes out. Niemann drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Morin out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Zimmer now playing third base. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Curry strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Callison hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Zimmer moves to third. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Anderson is hit by the pitch. Kindle moves to second. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp fields it and throws to second for the out. Zimmer scores. Kindle moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Cubs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Will hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Pancho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herrera hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Averill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Anderson pinch hits for Ken Walters. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 3 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Philadelphia Phillies, 2. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.